At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
What up, what up, what up, peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. It's me, your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to the podcast. So, listen, I have a few things that I want to share with you. One of them, mainly, I broke my knees this weekend. I broke my knees, air quotes, this weekend. One per day, hurt one on Saturday, then hurt another one on Sunday because I is smart. I was helping Wes move some things out of a storage unit into a different storage unit. It was a whole thing, right? And he had some like heavy, some heavy items. And I was kind of like, you know, surprised once I got there, like, why did you ask me? What sort of superpower do you think I possess? Homeboy had couches, an entire dresser, like several, but it was a lot of shit. A washing machine, a dryer. I don't know how I did. Oh, yes, I do. Fucked up my knee. So let me explain. So anyways, we were moving things. It was hot as shit. It was like Saturday, I think it was. And it was starting to get dark outside. And we had moved a lot of things. You know, we got it all done in about an hour and a half. But it was all the way in Athens, Georgia, which is about an hour and a half away from where we live. So that was also a part of it. It's a long drive. And we got it done. I was actually kind of proud of myself. Unfortunately, at one part of that time, we were trying to carry the washing machine. The area that it was such an awkward place because the first step down to get it out of the space that it was in was it was kind of steep. So I kind of had to hold on to it a little bit more so it wouldn't like pop off the dolly that we were using, which was not made for a washing machine, you know. And the way that I stepped so that I could still hold on to this heavy ass washing machine was I stepped down the wrong way on my knee. And my knee was like, hey, listen, I quit. So that's what happened. That hurt, but I didn't say anything because we were almost done and it was just me and him and Wesley's family friend who had recently just had surgery. So there wasn't much that he could do with his arm. He only had one good arm. So it was like, we can't, you know. So I was like, I'm going to keep going. But apparently that was the wrong thing to do. So I kind of fucked it up again. It was like a whole thing. I didn't say anything until I got home. I didn't say anything. I was like, I need to ice this or whatever. So we took care of that. And then the very next day, I was making a virtual reality video for my YouTube channel, which was already something that I had scheduled, playing the game First Encounters in virtual reality, which on my MetaQuest 3, which is so much fun. Check out that video. I'll make sure I put it somewhere so you can check it out. But it was... I got so into it at one point of the game, I was literally on my knees. Like I didn't just hurt one. And then I decided to like slide around. It got crazy. It got crazy. Long story short, now my right knee hurts. So like for 3 or 4 days, I've been lumping around, walking around looking like Cotton Hill from Hang of the Hill, you know, Colonel. Yeah. It's horrible, man. But getting old sucks. I cannot stand it. I am sick of it. I know that it's a blessing to get there, but I can't help but be like, damn, there was one time I could stay up all night and wake up at 8 a.m. the next morning and go to class and be just fine. There was a time I could drink all night and wake up and everything's fine. There are times right now where I will wake up hungover and I didn't even drink anything that night before. What the fuck is that? The older you get, there are times where, like, when you wake up, or at least for me, it feels like, and I wake up, and it's like my legs haven't caught up with the rest of my body yet. I got to, like, hold on to the railing to walk down the stairs and shit. It's ridiculous. My God. Getting old sucks. Speaking of which, I have prepared something that I want to share with you guys about how much getting old sucks. I think you guys will enjoy this, but that's coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast. That is literally the best way that you can do that. If you're listening on Spotify, you can now leave comments directly under each episode that you're listening to. That's always fun. All right, let me go ahead and share with you why getting old sucks. I went ahead and I asked ChatGPT a prompt. So what I did is I said, create a funny monologue about why getting old sucks as a Black woman in her late 30s. I wanted her to, her? Did I just give ChatGPT a gender? I wanted it to do it as a Black woman in her late 30s. So I had to make sure I typed that in there. All right, so let's go ahead and see what ChatGPT set up for me here. Aging ain't for the weak. That is the name of this monologue. Okay, chat, let's see what's up. What the hell? I think that's part of getting old. Try to breathe. I almost broke my whole throat. What the fuck? Listen, I used to laugh at people who stretch before getting out of the car. And now... now I do a full yoga sequence before I even think about standing up. Real talk. Pause. Real talk. I do that. Sometimes I got to be like, ooh. Sometimes I stand up, fam, and like it, I get a little dizzy. And I'm like, damn, I stood up slow on purpose. What the fuck? Like, it's crazy. I'm sorry. Let me get back to it. Listen, I used to laugh at people who stretch before getting out of the car. Now I do a full yoga sequence before I even think about standing up. I got one knee that pops like a Snapple cap and another one that just gives up when it feels like it. I be walking through Target like, no, I don't. Mm-mm. No, I don't. We're going to change that. I be walking through the grocery store like, oh, Lord, don't let aisle 7 be the one where I collapse. And don't get me started on sleep. Sleep used to be a gift from the ancestors. Now I just wake up tired from sleeping wrong. How do you get a neck injury from a pillow? I used to recover from a night out with brunch and a nap. Now if I stay out past 9 p.m., I'm in physical therapy and repenting to God. And these hormones. Baby, I cry when a dog gets adopted on Instagram now. I almost threw hands at my oven because it took too long to preheat. My emotions got me fighting demons and hot flashes. Fam, that little paragraph right there explains so fucking much. I was trying to figure out why the fuck am I crying all the time. I did not understand that. What the hell? Oh my God. It's not just physical, it's emotional too. And sometimes I be hot and it's not. Is that what's happening? It is the end. This is like two sentences left. Oh my God. Being a Black woman in her late 30s means you still look 25 from the neck up, but knees, back, and credit score say, ma'am, let's sit down. Aging is a blessing for sure, but also it's rude. Real rude. And so that is what ChatGPT gave me. I got to say, I legit felt all of that. I definitely give it a thought before I stand up now. I'm like, oh, hold on, which leg should I start with? Like, it's gotten to the point where people invite me out and I really want to go. I really want to go out. But then it's like when the night comes, I'm like, sometimes I'm hoping they'd be like, oh, we're going to cancel. We decided to stay in. I'm like, oh, thank God I can stay in too. Like, I guess I've gotten to that age, but I've already done all the clubs and I've done all the things, you know. But again, if I don't go out, how are you supposed to meet people? How am I supposed to meet the quote unquote one if I am always at home working or watching Netflix or whatever the fuck I'm doing in this house? You know what I'm saying? Ugh, damn. getting old is a blessing. I know I'm doing a lot of complaining because there are a lot of things about getting old that I don't like. But I also think about those that are close to me and even those who are not close to me who unfortunately are not here with us to grow old. So I have to always remember that every time I complain, I try to remind myself, bitch, you are lucky to be here. There are some amazing people who didn't get to be where you are. You know, I have friends who have passed and I'm older than they were when they passed away. And it's sad, you know, so it is a blessing. I am glad that I am still here. However, I would like more youthful joints. I want more youthful tapers. I would like a more youthful back. Did you hear that? My ankle just popped. I slightly moved. This is ridiculous. It's time for our POC excellence segment where I like to give flowers to people of color who have done amazing things, wonderful and inspiring things. Because sometimes, let's face it, sometimes the main media doesn't always tell us about these wonderful people and the things that they're doing. So I want to make sure that I point them out. This week, if you are unfamiliar, we are going to go ahead and continue with our Black women who have been an inspiration in the past and who are current inspirations right now. We are picking up from when we left off the week before, where I took a break from that and decided to pay homage to Malcolm Jamal Warner. If you missed that, episode last week, go ahead and check that out. Let's go ahead and get to it right here next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, let's go ahead and get into it. We're going to go ahead and talk about two more amazing Black women doing amazing things, but we're in the topic of sports, specifically basketball. You know, I used to shoot hoops back in the day. You know, I used to shoot a few baskets in my day. I don't want to brag or anything, but that was all right, especially when I was in middle school and high school. I was badass. Hell yeah. Now, I don't know. I haven't dribbled a ball in 17,000 years. I have no idea. But I'm going to talk that shit like I can. What's up? I challenge all you motherfuckers on the court. You know what I'm saying? Bring the rock, cuz. All right, let's get to it. All right, first I want to go ahead and tell you about a woman who has inspired many, many, many women in the sport of basketball. I want to talk about Lucia Harris. She actually scored the first points in women's basketball history at the 1976 Olympics. She was a three-time All-American and led her team to three national championships and the only woman ever drafted by the NBA, and she turned them down. But the only reason she turned them down was because she was pregnant. Was popping. It was the New Orleans Jazz in 1977 that tried to draft her, but she didn't play only because she was pregnant at the time. I mean, damn, that's fire. Not only was she an amazing athlete, she was so good that the NBA was like, I mean, we know you got boobies, but get your black ass in here. Let's do this, queen. I love that. I really do like that. That's amazing. Let's go ahead and discuss now our woman of inspiration for sports currently in the topic of basketball. We have Aja Radaya Wilson. Aja Wilson, the WNBA player who won gold at the 2024 Summer Olympics and the first WNBA player to score 1,000 points in a season. Well, damn. Now, she is still here. She still has records to beat. Who knows? Maybe one day she'll be drafted to the NBA. I guess it's not necessary because now we have the WNBA, so that makes no sense. We'll need that. Now we have our own thing. Yeah. I got to tell you, the WNBA is amazing. It has become something that it always should have been, in my opinion, and not just because I'm a woman or you would assume because I'm a black gay female that I just love basketball. I do, but not all of us do. I'm just saying, is what I'm trying to say. But one of the reasons that I love the fact that they are finally paying attention to not just the WNBA, but female sports, women's sports. I'm loving this is because these women are athletes. They are doing amazing things. And I think they have the right to be able to show all the hard work that they've done in the same, you know, caliber as men's sports. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but lately Netflix has been kicking ass with women's boxing, and I have been eating that shit up. Boxing is legit currently, like, honestly, it's always been like my top three favorite sport, but right now it is up there because now I have access to seeing these fights live. I've never seen a live box, like female boxing match. Never got to see that. The only matches I got to see were like on YouTube or clips on, you know, on social media or the internet, but I never got to see one live. And the ones that were live, we're talking about like Layla Ali, you know, back in the day when she was doing her thing, them shits, you had to have pay-per-view and pay for that shit. You feel me? I ain't have pay-per-view, bro. I ain't have that. I ain't have pay-per-view money. Okay, but now Netflix, and I hate to say it, Jake Paul, I hate to give him his flowers, but I kind of have to because he is helping bring a lot of attention to women's boxing. So I gotta, thanks, Jake. Ah, shit. That's the worst part of this episode. But yeah, it's like him and Netflix and many others, obviously, are bringing women's boxing to the forefront. And I am loving it because these women are fucking beasts in the ring. And I'll give you an example. If you have not seen the Serrano versus Taylor fight on Netflix, it's still there. It's amazing. It's a 4-card fight, which means they're the headlining fight. They're the top machos, bro. They're up there, bro. Okay. And then there's 3 fights before them. All of these fights are amazing. All these athletes are kicking ass, and I just have so much respect for the things that they are able to do, and I'm in awe. I'm in awe. And I honestly, I'm still watching that fight. There's still, I haven't gotten to the full Serrano fight because I had to wait. I don't even know who won. I refuse to look into that Serrano versus Taylor. I'm team Serrano 100%. If you saw that first fight on during the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight, they were on the card, the only females on that card. If you saw that fight, then you understand exactly why Serrano deserved to have this match against Taylor. Because, you know, don't get me into it. Don't even get me into it, bro, because I'm starting to get heated thinking about that. Ah, Taylor, listen, stop leading with that head. All right, y'all know what I'm talking about. All right, let's go ahead and get back to what the fuck is going on here. Clearly, I enjoy boxing because I literally just made a hell of a segue, and I don't even know what the fuck is going on anymore. Where is my script? Hope you guys enjoy this POC segment. Let's go on to the next thing. Have you heard? Have you heard about... Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about poop knives? Yeah, I know. I know you're probably wondering, did she just say poop knives? I did. Yeah, poop knives. Like poo-poo, like boo-boo. Yeah, that's a thing. I was listening to a podcast. I believe it was My Worst Date podcast. Let me double check because I was just listening to it this morning. I always get the podcast title wrong. Yes, I was right. My Worst Date podcast. I love this podcast. It's so great. If you haven't already checked out the podcast for yourself, you're crazy. They tell amazing, horrible dating stories and experiences. And they also throw in some true crime and a lot of personable stories and things like that. And I really enjoy them. So if you haven't listened to My Worst Date podcast, go ahead, take a listen. They are hilarious. So anyways, on their podcast, My Worst Date, they were discussing poop knives. Now, this is something that I found out about recently on their podcast. I'm trying to look at what episode that shit was on, because that was like, it's an older episode for them, but a new episode for me. I think they discussed it either in their Shorty 22, you got to warn somebody, or none of your business episode. It might have been Giraffe to the Zoo as well. I can't remember. We're talking about like 2020, like June 2020 around then. Anyway, they were talking about poop knives, and I was like, what the fuck is a poop knife? And I thought they were like joking around. So what I did is I Googled it, and I found exactly what a poop knife is. A poop knife is this, or depending on when I'm editing, which is better, this. By the way, if you're watching this on YouTube right now, you get to see what I'm talking about. If you're listening to the podcast, don't you worry. I will be sure to put post photos on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. So you can go ahead and take a look at a poop knife, or you can go ahead and Google it yourself. It's all good. But all photos and videos and things like that pertaining to this podcast will be posted on the podcast Instagram once again at It's Pro Silly. Okay. So yeah, poop knife is a thing. Gemini, what is a poop knife and what is it used for?
A poop knife is a knife used to cut up large stools so they can be flushed down the toilet. It's not a common household item, but some people find it useful for dealing with particularly large or stubborn bowel movements.
All right, so I guess a poop knife is if you have major, huge bowel movements and they won't go down the toilet, you just get your poop knife out. That's gross. Have you heard about Cynthia Erivo and her mouth and how she just got it insured for $2 million? Okay, I'll tell you about it. All right, so here's the sitch. Is that the right word? We're going to use it. So Cynthia Erivo has partnered with Listerine for the Wash Your Mouth campaign. I love this. First of all, Cynthia Erivo has a gorgeous smile, and her mouth, it gets to work. And I don't mean it the way that it sounded. That woman has the voice of an angel. If you don't know who Cynthia Erivo is, hello, Wicked. That is the most current movie that she's been a part of. Current project, Wicked, was amazing. And if you're unaware of Wicked, she was the Green Witch with the pipes of an angel. My God. So it definitely makes sense. Not to mention she has beautiful teeth. I mean, when you are using your mouth as an instrument, not only as an actor, but a singer, I mean, your mouth is very important. People are always staring at it when those are the things that you do. So that's awesome. Now, I'm getting some information here from people.com. It says here she tells People that she loves showing off the gap in her teeth, which is why she's diligent about her oral health. Oh, so she loves showing off her gap. That's awesome. Actually, her gap is really cute. I think Madonna's gap was cute too. Does she still have it? I don't know. Madonna's gotten a lot of work done, but I remember thinking her gap was cute. Anyways, Cynthia also breaks down her self-care routine, including how often she changes out her long nails and what her go-to toenail polish is. I mean, I gotta tell you, man, I just need to go to the dentist. I have not been to the dentist in like 2 years. I'm not gonna hold you. It's been a minute. It's one of those things that I've been putting off and putting off and putting off. Not even just putting off or even procrastinating it. I just haven't plain done it. I'm so busy trying to like produce content and work and all these other things that I haven't really made time for the things that are important, like, you know, my health. Oh my God. But if it makes anybody feel any better, I also haven't been swiping on the apps. It's gotten to the point to where my dating apps are like, hey, bitch, listen, if you don't start swiping, we're going to have to go ahead and shut you down. So when that happens, I just open up the apps and swipe one time and then close the app again. It's like, ah, just keep things open, you know. I hella digress. Okay. Have you heard about the lime green strap-on that was thrown onto the court during a WNBA game? Yeah, that was the thing that happened. So this actually came across on my timeline on Instagram, and I was floored. I could not believe it. Floored. So was that strap-on, I guess. I was just kind of thrown off by it, so I decided to kind of look it up and see what the hell. And I decided to go ahead and go to eonline.com. WNBA game forced to stop after sex toy hits the court. Love that. This is by Saba Rabar, the person who wrote this article. It says a neon green dildo was thrown into the court during the final minute of the WNBA game between Atlanta Dream and the Golden State Valkyries, July 29th, causing a sudden delay. first of all, that had to have been a home game for the Atlanta Dream, because that sounds like some Atlanta type shit. Let me tell you something. Atlanta has the same, you won't get the same type of behavior that you expect in LA, the same kind of behavior you expect in Miami, the same behavior that you expect in Florida. It's going to be in Atlanta. We cannot talk shit. The type of people that we allow to stay here is crazy. And the type of people that we allow to move here is crazy. Let's get to it. All right. It says this NSFW advisory just got benched. The basketball game between the Atlanta Dream and the Golden State Valkyries. Am I saying that right? Valkyries was thrown into chaos during its final minute on July 29th when a neon green dildo was thrown onto the court during the final minutes of play, momentarily putting a stop to the WNBA game. And this is a quote here from the announcer Morgan Reagan, which says, "Something flies onto the court, actually from the crowd," said in a clip from the game shared shared on X. "And you can see that object." Reagan noted that it was a green thing that bounced on the court and went over the sideline, adding, "We're not exactly sure where it came from." She expressed her frustration that the item was thrown during such a crucial moment in the matchup, especially as teams were tied at 75-75, saying, "No room for any of that type of activity." Pause. Bet. 100% bet. We're talking about the final moment, the final minutes of a game. We're talking about 75-75. All these athletes are kicking ass. They're exhausted. This is their time to shine. This is their second to keep things going. And some dick is like, "You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw a green dildo onto the fucking court. I'm going to be disrespectful as fuck to these athletes." Something that I would never do at an NBA game. First of all, fuck the person who ever did that, you disrespectful little bitch. Let's go on. A timeout was ultimately called, as Reagan lamented, and no one's picked up the object yet, you guys. So apparently nobody wanted to touch that shit. I don't blame you. Who throws a dildo or any sex toy onto a court in a public area? I'm not touching that, because if you have the balls to do that, I don't want to know what you've been doing with those balls. It also goes on to say, as security went over to the object on the sidelines, the camera zoomed in to reveal the neon green sex toy that she exclaimed after the zoom. "Get them out of here, whoever it is." Like, these are quotes that she's saying. Security and police officers could be seen sharing a laugh before an officer removed the sex toy with a towel, at which point the game continued with the Valkyries beating the Dream 77-75. First of all, I say redo. Being someone from Atlanta who was a fan of the Atlanta Dream, I think that dildo was a hell of a distraction. And had that dildo not been thrown onto the court, we would have won that game. I said what I said. Moving on. It also goes on to say, no segue. E! News has reached out to the WNBA for comments, and the Valkyries and the Dream have not publicly spoken on the event yet or shared information about who was responsible for throwing the dildo onto the court. The eyebrow-raising moment certainly had fans talking, with one joking on X, "They're going to start checking fans at the door for dildos." And honestly, they probably should. It's rude. Another quote here says here, "Okay, so first of all, let me be clear. I ain't picking that up." Another commented, "That will lay there to the end of the game." No, facts. Facts. It's going to be there for a while. Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast, DJ Hey Cousin and I, we play a game of heads up. I'm going to be honest with you. I will say this, and I always say this. I am better at heads up and charades than he will ever be. And I say that about everything because I'm a competitive asshole. Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
I mean, I think can. Whip?
Yeah.
Typing. Boop. Typewriter.
Yeah.
Alarm. Alarm clock.
Yes.
violin?
Yep.
Blow hair dryer, blow dryer.
Yeah.
Wolf?
Yep. This is racist. I'm gonna do it though.
Monkey.
Yeah.
You just happen to be black. They're doing it. That's all. Creeping. Slouching. Old man. Shower. Showering. Rain.
It was rain.
I have no idea what that is.
Bird.
Ma.
Chicken. Rooster? I don't know. Drummer. Yeah. Car horn. Bird. Fluttering. Flying. Dreaming. Driving. Fast. Engine. Race car. Meat tenderizer. Murdering. Hammering. Fart. Whoopee cushion. Spray. Toilet. Oh, man. All right. Clearly, I need to get my hair done. My hair was looking good in that video that y'all just saw. And also, clearly, I am the better charades partner. I am very good at making sounds, and I am very good at everything. So, suck on that. If you were watching this on YouTube, you got a chance to see us act these things out and do the things that we did. It was really funny. We recorded the video on the Heads Up app. So it actually allows you to save videos that you actually make on the app. And that's what you got to see. So if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you guys comment. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you guys comment down below in the comment section. I want to go ahead and have some conversations with you. That'd be dope. Let me know how you are enjoying this video. What is your favorite part of the video? And also, quick question for you. Do you have a poop knife? Be honest. Let me know down below. Next week, guys, we are going to have our first venting recording sent in from one of my listeners who wants to just get some stuff off their chest. I'm looking forward to this. I haven't even listened to it yet. I haven't. I literally just got it while I was recording, and it just wasn't a part of the schedule today. So get ready for that. You know, if there's anything that you can learn from this podcast episode, I got to say is that people have strange things in their bathrooms like poop sticks. Yeah, that's weird as fuck. And I got to be honest with you. I understand that toilet paper probably isn't really good for, you know, the earth and stuff. Dealing with all the horrible things that are in the sewage and stuff and like in our sewers and stuff. I get that. But also, I kind of don't want to wipe my ass with like a with a handkerchief and wash that shit. I don't want to do that. I use baby wipes when I shit. I don't know how we got here. I digressed. Poop knives are weird. Professionally silly life rules. Yo, shout out to the listeners. Because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces. And most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them. I appreciate you guys for joining me every week right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I hope that you are enjoying it. Subscribe to the podcast and whatever platform that you're actually using. And also, please do me a favor. Leave me a 5-star and or a written review, especially on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Those ones are like super important. I cannot grow without you. If you're watching this on YouTube, comment down below, click the thumbs up button, subscribe, share your favorite videos, and also podcast listeners, share this podcast with your friends. I work really hard and my content is good, but I would like to at least make a few bucks off of this, and I cannot do it without you. And when I say a few bucks, this is never going to pay all my bills. Not at the rate I'm at. Well, that is a dope dream to have. So, but I cannot get there without you. And I'm not afraid to admit that. All right, subscribe, whatever platform that you're listening to. Also, guys, the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. I also do plenty of other types of video content on here. I do some virtual reality gameplay on there, some challenges, vlogs, geocaching, all kinds of fun things, you know, reactions. Check us out over there as well. If this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on all the silly, because there is lots of silly for you. And you can binge it right here, all the episodes, if you haven't heard it yet, on right here on the Professionally Silly podcast and on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel as of the last couple of months. So video forms are available. Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly and on Facebook, our Professionally Silly podcast group there as well. Listener submissions, send them in. We'll go ahead and read them and share your silliest stories, your jokes, your life mishaps. Maybe you want advice. Maybe you also just want to vent. You can either email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com or you can leave me a voicemail or text my Google Voice number 805-664-1828. All that can be found in the show notes and the description box. My link tree is there. Check out my social medias, my YouTube channels, my TikTok, all that stuff right there. My P.O. box, which is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. box 533 Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. I had to think about that for a second. And you can send whatever you like, and we can probably even do an unboxing video on the YouTube channel. Oh, speaking of which, I was thinking about doing a live podcast video sometime in the future. I don't know how that's going to work, honestly, how I would be able to do that live and also get the audio that I could post later. I don't know. I gotta look into that and how that's done. But I'm thinking about some things. I definitely been doing more lives on my socials, Instagram. I'm gonna be doing more lives there, not TikTok, because I'm just tired of how they treat me when I do. I'm sick of that. That's a whole another thing. And I'll leave you with this. What if deja vu is just you losing your life and starting again at the last checkpoint? Right? Anyways, until next time you decide to tune in, peace, silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. So, oh, shit. Damn. And the tagline is WNB gay. Wow, my fault. That was hella. I didn't mean. All right, blooper reel.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do: heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.